KPDO 89.3 FM, community radio for Pescadero and the South Coast.
Hello, this is Zephyr Webb, and you're listening to Gazos Girls at KPDO 89.3.
Sweetly blooming. empty, half full. Cup runneth over. Horns aplenty, coffers full. We're starting over. Half empty, half full. Story, but it loses its thread, and all of my witnesses keep turning up, keep turning up dead. I paint you a picture, a Pulaski night. Come back to Chicago. City of, city of life. Come back to Chicago.
Attention all artists. Exhibit your work at the annual South Coast Artists Alliance Non-Juried Art Show. This show is open to artists living west of Skyline between Tinitus Creek and Davenport and will run concurrently with the Pescadero Art and Fun Festival on August 18th and 19th, 2018.
Hey, I live in San Gregorio and I work in watercolor.
And I'm new to Loma Mar and I'm a fiber artist. This sounds great.
Fantastic. This is a highly attended show with thousands of people visiting throughout the weekend. So, you got art? Just show it. For more information, go to scaa-artist.org. Thanks, and hope to see you in August.
All right, hello, this is Zephyr Webb from Gazos Girls, and you are about to hear a show about what I was thinking and what was going on through my head at the mountain camp. If you don't know where that is, I can't tell you because I really don't know either. I wasn't paying attention when we were driving there, but whatever. All right, so it's time to do the songs now because someone decided that it was annoying that I didn't introduce the songs. So they are Pulaski at Night by Andrew Bird, Wild Mountain Time by Celtic Electric, and when I say time, I mean like time, the herb time. And they are Ekrishogendro by Alan Stivell. I don't think I said the name of the song right, and if you know how it was supposed to be pronounced and I said it wrong, I am very sorry. So without further ado, let's start this rant thingy episode. Whatever. Just enjoy.
So, hello. I am right now at a lake at the mountain camp. And it's really huge. It's about 8 feet deep where I am right now. And there are all these newts in the water. Do you know why there are newts in the water? The newts are in the water because it is either breeding or birthing or both season for them. And so they're having babies. Do you know what baby newts look like? No? Is that a no I hear? No, it's not a no I hear. I don't hear anything because you guys can't talk to me. But whatever, I'm going to tell you anyway. They look exactly like axolotls, and oh my god, that is a blue-belly lizard. It is so, so cute, and you can't see it. And I'm so sad, but it just cleared a leap between two planks of wood. I am impressed, because if I were a tiny lizard, I could not do that. Because I'm pathetic. Anyway, that was the most adorable lizard. But on the adorable reptiles note, earlier today we found an aquatic Santa Cruz garter snake. It was a girl, and I know this because I had an actual, real, scientific-looking herpetologist tell me this. So, you know, much more qualified to be doing this radio show than I am, but whatever. Hopefully, we will be getting an interview with him in the future. We're hoping to find him again and get his number so we can call him and do an interview and all that good stuff. And, oh, there's another newt. So, anyway, she was just so pretty, and she was really docile. She did stink up my hands, but that's just a garter snake thing. They're kind of smelly, because, like, when they're scared, they musk and all that. But she was pretty calm. After a while, she stopped musking, and she was pretty chill with me holding her. And then I let her go where we found her. Anyway, it was really cool. And then I went into the biodiversity lab thing, and there was this huge glass aquarium. It was really cool. You know what I found in it? Do you think it was a snake? No. No, it was not. It was like 4 or 5 decaying mice. And that in itself was just disgusting. Because, really, decaying mice, not that cool. But the cool part was, one, I got to see a full, completely intact mouse skeleton, and two, these mice, these decaying mice that should have, all by all rights, smelled like a mixture of dog vomit and, you know, decaying mice, smelled like nothing. It smelled completely regular in that room. It smells like like the air. It smelled regular, kind of musty. It didn't actually smell like death. I found that cool and interesting because usually when there are half-decayed mice in a room, the room smells like death. So, stands to reason that that room should have smelled like death as there was 5 half-decayed mice in that room. But no, it smelled like a normal room. Did I just go off on a tangent about how cool it was that these 5 decaying mice didn't smell like death? Yes, I did. Great, great show of normalness, Zephyr. Absolutely wonderful. No one will think you're strange and unusual and creepy now. Good going. Good going. Alright, so, in the time that I paused this to talk with my oh-so-lovely campaign manager, also known as my mother, we decided to talk about my... what's it called? Yes, the pond. And where I am, my surroundings. Because I'm outside right now, and oh my god, is that a snake? I think I see a snake. Just a second. Let me look. Let me see, let me look. Because this is Nightmare Before Christmas. And oh my goodness, it's a baby garter snake. Mom, look at that. Look. Look, it's on the pond. It's so cute. Look. Do you see it? It's that little ridgy thing. You don't see it, do you? I don't think you see it. Just a second. I'm going to step off the bridge. And... closer look. Oh, fun fact about garter snakes. Probably shouldn't be telling this to anyone who's scared of snakes, but garter snakes, while completely harmless to human beings, are rear-fanged venomous. And don't worry, they're not going to hurt you with their weak venom, because it's used to paralyze frogs and baby mice. Obviously, the most it's going to do to a human is cause a small amount of swelling around the area that it's bitten. Because they're rear-fanged venomous, they're gonna need to bite, like, you know that little flap of skin that's right in between your thumb and that other finger, I forget what it's called. They're gonna need to bite like something like that and get their mouth like all the way around it.
Other finger?
Yes, other finger. People will know what I'm talking about. And so...
your index?
Yes, index. That's what it's called. And your index finger, they're gonna have to bite a flap of skin like that and like get their rear fangs around it. And so if they just bite the top of your hand with their tiny, itty-bitty, non-existent teeth, well, not non-existent, but harmless teeth, then nothing's going to happen. If it gets all the way back and bites you with its rear fangs, then there may be a little bit of swelling in the area, but that's it. I can't believe I lost it. Oh, I was so close. It was on my hand. And then it slithered away because I scared it. God, that was adorable. So anyway, back to surroundings talk. So I'm gonna head back to my lovely perch on the bridge. Maybe I'll see another baby because that guy looked pretty young and snakes don't really move all that far in their lifetimes. So I might see another little baby snake, and oh, there is that lizard. Doing this one-handed might not be the best idea, but whatever. I'm gonna do it anyway. Alright, on a tree, are we? I have to get off the bridge again. That's perfect. Lovely. Exactly what I needed. Alright, I see you. And you see me. And you're running away. Alright. I'll talk about the surroundings instead of chasing them. Alright. So, I'm at a pond, as you know. It's a very big pond. My parents tell me they used to stock it with these huge trout and people would fish in it, but they don't do that anymore. I don't know why. They just don't. I'm on a rickety old bridge that I probably shouldn't be walking on because it's rickety and old. And what else to say? Oh, right. It's full of dragonflies and mosquitoes because it's a pond. And also the dragonflies and mosquitoes are having babies. But there are also the occasional butterfly around here. And as I said, the pond is full of newts. Lots of newts. Adorable, slimy, toxic little newts. They're so cute. I love them. Anyway, if you ever touch a newt, do not eat after you touched it, unless you wash your hands, and which is why people don't eat them. Yellow belly newts. They're awesome. I love them. But don't worry. You can hold them and go near them and all that. That won't get you sick. What will get you sick is if you eat right after you touched them, because they carry salmonella. Herps carry it. And so do birds, apparently. But herps. So reptiles and amphibians. Turtles, crocodiles, snakes, newts, frogs. All that fun stuff. So, parents, if your kids ever hold a frog, make sure they wash their hands before eating. Because frog. Salmonella. We don't like salmonella. It's bad. But anyway, back to the surroundings. Back to the surroundings. What are my surroundings? So there are trees lining this pond, and the pond is coincidentally full of duckweed. If you don't know what duckweed is, it's like those little green teardrops on the surface of the water. And sometimes you look at a pond and it'll just be so covered in duckweed that you think it's not a pond. It's just you think that you can walk on it. And then you take a step onto your pond that's so covered in duckweed that you think it's a solid piece of land. And your foot goes through, and you land in the pond. Ponds that have that much duckweed in them, in my experience, aren't. They're usually full of plant life. So, moss and all that stuff. So if you don't like touching that stuff, don't step on duckweed. It's bad. Don't step on it. It's also really ucky, and it'll get all over your shoes, and you'll never wash it out. This is a cool pond, scary bridge, lots of dragonflies, lots of newts, lots of baby newts, lots of tadpoles, lots and lots of tadpoles, and also mosquitoes, and flies, and bugs, and duckweed. Oh, and rushes. There are lots of, like, tules and other water plants here. Oh, and there are some ferns growing off this bridge. So, that's the surroundings talk. Oh, fun fact, I'm not supposed to be on this bridge. How do I know, you ask? Because it's blocked off with a bunch of sticks on both ends. Probably tells you something about its safety. But I'm on it anyway because I'm crazy. Anywho. What do we talk about next? Let's see. Searching. Yes. My failure. It was a baby Santa Cruz aquatic garter snake. It was very pretty. It had this beautiful yellow stripe going down its back and black borders in between its scales, which were a very dark gray color. And it had little flecks of blue on it and its head. Oh my god, I just want to cuddle that snake. But it's gone now, because I failed. It's gone. Goodbye.
You're listening to Gazos Girls. I hope you enjoyed my snake rant, and I will talk at you later. Enjoy the music.
KPDO 89.3 FM, community radio for Pescadero and the South Coast.
The goods. Been wondering if your heart's still open, and if so, I wanna know what time it should simmer down and poker up. I'm sorry to interrupt, it's just I'm constantly on the cusp. I've tried been to kiss you, I don't know if you feel the same as I do, but we could be together if you wanted to.
Productions are youth leaders who are dedicated to inspire awareness, responsibility, and action amongst youth worldwide to protect the waters of our blue planet for us and future generations.
Approaching me, she said, I never seen a man who looks so all alone. Could you use a little company? If you pay the right price, your evening will be nice and you can go and send me on my way. I said, you're such a sweet young thing, why you do this to yourself? She looked at me and this is what she said. Oh, there ain't no rest for the wicked,
money don't grow on trees. I got bills to pay, I got mouths to feed. It ain't nothing in this world for free. I know I can't slow down, I can't hold back, though you know I wish I could. I know there ain't no rest for the wicked until we close our eyes for good. Later, I'm still walking on the street when I saw the shadow of a man creep out of sight. And then he swept up from behind, he put a gun up to my head. He made it clear he wasn't looking for a fight. He said, give me all you got, I want your money, not your life. If you try to make a move, I won't think twice. I told him, you could have my cash, but first you know I gotta ask, what made you wanna live this kind of life? He said, there ain't no rest for the wicked. Money don't grow on trees. Taking money from the church, he stuffed his bank account with righteous dollar bills. But even still, I can't say much because I know we're all the same. Oh yes, we all seek out to satisfy those thrills. You know there ain't no rest for the wicked. Money don't grow on trees. We got bills to pay, we got mouths to feed. There ain't nothing in this world for free. I know we can't slow down, we can't hold back, though you know we wish we could. Good. Not alive.
shoes.
Yeah, yeah.
I said, don't stop.
Still be